What are you doing?
Your lawyer left a message on my machine. Seems we have a hearing in 4 weeks, and I want to be ready.
Oh, I get it. So you're going to pretend to be sober for the judge?
Oh, there's no pretending. I am going to my first AA meeting tomorrow. Of course, I picked one in the worst part of town, so I won't run into anybody I know, which, of course, means I will.
All right, so what is that going to prove?
Perception is reality, Andrew. And if people perceive me to have a drinking problem, then I do. And I certainly don't want some idiotic judge using my hobby as an excuse to make you rich. So I'm simply going to give up my wine and become a recovering alcoholic.
Good plan, but it'll never work. See, I'll bet you still end up coming to court hammered.
Oh, Andrew, you don't think I love you enough to give up alcohol?
Look, I'm 17, all right? So you can only keep me here for another year. Why not just let me go?
Because I'm not done with you yet. It's my job to teach you, and you are not half the man I know you can be.
Yeah, well, got news for you. This is as good as I'm going to get.
If I really thought that, I'd get a gun right now and kill us both.
Mom, we're both so unhappy. Why not just let me take my trust fund and I'll get out of your hair forever? Please. You're a stone cold bitch. You know that?
I didn't quite catch that.
I hate you.
You know, the opposite of love isn't hate. It's indifference. And if you hate me, that means you still care. And we're still connected. And I still have a chance to set you right.